yeah. A little air guitar right there. I see Gladys. She's still in her nightgown. She's got the broom up on the kitchen counter. I see you, Gladys. That's all right. That's what it's all about. Having a good time at Rosie on the house. As you know, at the 10 o'clock hour, we always try and take one particular topic and dive in deep. You know, in the 7 o'clock hour, we still haven't decided what to name it. It's the people, places, and things of Arizona. But then we have guys on like Dr. Sky, who's telling us about a star that's three quarters the size of the sun that's destined to be on track to collide with the meteor shower that's going to shower our solar system with millions of meteors. Fortunately, it's not going to happen for 1.2 million years, but they do know it's coming.
Now, so, what's to say that whatever's going to hit that isn't going to get hit by something else in that 1.2 million time and knock it off course?
I don't know, but I know one thing for sure. Jennifer's hall bathroom remodel will be done by the by the time it gets here. I know that for sure. So we talk about lots of crazy things in the 7 o'clock hour. We have a lot of fun. 8 o'clock hour, Romy takes the reins and runs us through the outdoor living hour. He's the farmer in the family. He can make anything grow. Got a green thumb. I don't know where he got that from. I know he didn't get it from me. And you were at the All-American Seed Up, which is currently being conducted. It opened just a few minutes ago at North Phoenix Baptist.
Go
Bethany Home and Central.
Walk in. There's 70 different seed varieties that are available. Walk by. You find one you like. Let's say you want tomato or you want cabbage or you want stuff I've never even heard of. You take your little scooper and you scoop it in your seed bag, and
that hour,
each seed had a card with it, so you can take a card and it tells you when to plant it and about the plant, and it gives you a little tutorial on it.
And this morning's 8 o'clock hour was really interesting with the couple guests you had on talking about the mistakes of plants that have become so popular. The sweet corn was a mistake. The particular squash was a mistake in some guy's garden. And now a seed plant in Denver sells 1 million pounds of the seeds every year. So I thought 8 o'clock was really interesting, just about the purchasing and planting and storing of seeds. One factoid to take away from there is in one tomato, you have enough seeds for the rest of your life to plant tomatoes. That's incredible.
Well, I mean, you would have to.
I get it. You'd have to store it and all that.
I mean, and beyond the storing, one of those seeds you would have to then, you know, replant one.
Yeah, yeah.
And re-sow the seeds out of that.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get
okay,
it.
Okay.
But I thought that was.
There's
really
not enough seeds in one tomato.
I thought that was interesting. So we talked about the seed festival, which is going on today. Okay. You'll learn. There are seminars on how to plant and how to store seeds. And storing seeds, really kind of a very interesting topic. 9 o'clock hour went open hour, and we had people calling and asking about, how do I even start a remodeling job? How do I start a bathroom job? And we even learned something from our electrician, the mighty electrician, John Bolinball. We had Matt calling with a breaker that was throwing completely to the off position. And apparently, unbeknownst to me and Romy, there is a brand of breaker that does fully throw to the off position. So we now know it's an electrical and or plumbing problem and not some prankster kid in the neighborhood getting into Matt's electric panel and throwing the breaker off. So those are all the kind of dilemmas we've solved so far just today at Rosie on the House. Now at the 10 o'clock hour, we go in and we take one particular topic. We write about it in our newsletter that goes out electronically every week, and then we post it on our blog. And it's ceramic tile, you know, 7 steps to a perfectly done tile floor. And I couldn't think of anybody better to invite than Ralph Williamson, the executive director of the Arizona Ceramic Tile and Stone Association. Ralph and I go back a few years.
Yeah, probably about at least 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, we met at the Registrar of Contractors
roundtable,
the industry roundtable that met monthly at the time.
Sure did.
So, you hardly ever missed one?
I've been going there until this year, probably about 28 years.
Yeah. Boy, we've seen quite a crew of registrars through the office, haven't we?
There's been quite a few, yes.
We were comparing notes just a few minutes ago. Well, Ralph, I can't thank you enough for coming down and joining us on the show. You helped us put together today's article about ceramic tile. Let's talk a little bit about your background in the industry and what you're seeing today.
Well, I've been in the industry for probably over 50 years, and what I'm seeing mostly today is the contractors are not paying attention to the newer products. It's not the old sand and cement for thin set. It's not the old sand and cement and colorant for grout. There's so many different types of grout. There's so many types of thin set. And you need that particular, or should have that particular type for the job that you're going to do. And the first thing you got to do beforehand is make sure your substrate's clean. Because if it's not clean, nothing's going to bond to it.
Yeah,
and you're going to have a failure.
And you know, we see that in new housing a lot, where you're running the trades through. They're on a pretty tight schedule. They're trying to get things done. And how many times have you walked in on a job, contractors yet to be named, but the drywall splatter is still all over the concrete floor, the drywall dust is still all over the concrete floor, and you got guys down on their knee pads spreading thin set.
And you got to remember the paint. There's usually enough paint on the floor to paint the next door house.
That's a good line. I'm going to remember that one. So the clean substrate, for sure. Now, you were talking about the differences in materials that have evolved here in the last little while. What are some of the nuances of thin set selections?
Well, the tiles are bigger, for number one. So the older thin sets, yeah, they could work if you played them right and mixed them right. The other problem is with the newer thin sets, they have different additives in it, different latexes, different fillers, and you need that thin set for that particular job, especially the larger format tiles. And they have a large format tile especially for that.
And if I'm a homeowner just, you know, making my rounds to all the warehouses and the wholesalers and the distributors, and I'm finding a tile that I like to pick, how do I even go about, how do I get educated as to what the contractor should be using?
Well, hopefully the counter person at that distributor, if you're buying the material, can help you. If not, find the material, and everybody's got an 800 number, and I can't stress this enough. But please use it. Dial 1-800-TECH department and talk to them. Not afterwards, but before the job starts.
What are you seeing go down a lot right now?
The biggest selection of tile now is in your wood formats. You know, 12x8, 8x36. There's some out now 48 feet long, 52 feet long, or 52 inches long. And that's the biggest thing I see now.
And it's the wood simulated, whether it's the vinyl or the porcelain or the ceramic.
That's correct. Yeah. It's simulating the old plank flooring.
Right. And I'm asked, virtually, I would say half of the remodeling clients that I go out to visit with, they say, now, Rosie, don't let me make a mistake. Don't let me pick something that's going to be so trendy it's going to be identifiable. I want something that can stand the test of time. Now, I haven't asked you this, but it appears to me that this wood-simulated flooring that's going down everywhere is going to be a very identifiable trend.
Definitely. You know, it's just like, you know, you go through the periods of
Saltillo.
You go through the periods of double fired tile with all the patterns and so forth in it. I think, and sooner or later, something else is going to come out and maybe replace the plank flooring. But plank flooring right now is the number one product.
Romy, I was talking to Vaughn at East Valley Floors, and I said, "How much are you seeing of this?" He says, "Rosie, virtually over half of everything we're doing is the wood simulated ceramic tile product."
The first time I saw that, like everything, I'm like, "Man, that looks horrible." And then a couple years later, they got really good at making it. Now, man, this is sharp stuff.
They do. It looks good. It looks really good. And they are making it bigger and bigger, but that kind of increases the challenges of a good job.
Well, the bad thing about getting bigger is most of those tiles are cut out of sheets. So, and every sheet will have a little discrepancy of warpage or something in it. So you have to be very careful with that. That's why you have to the tile setter should make up a module. We recommend at least 1/3 offset. I've seen some have to go down to 20% offset or even 16% offset.
So you're not lining the grout joints up in a stacked position.
No. If you do need, that,
you need the offset.
You need the offset or else you're going to have lippage. You know, one tire, part of that tile is going to be higher than the other tile.
And lippage is that little corner of tile that's sticking up that you catch your toe on.
That you stick
in the
your
middle
toe
of the night while you're going to get a glass of water and one eye's open.
Now, when you're out there shopping, a lot of times the guy on the counter, a gal on the counter, will start talking to you. And I'm going to want to talk about this maybe after the little break here. But you hear the term rectified and non-rectified. And I want to go into the differences of that particular nomenclature. And I want to go into what other things are you seeing now. And I also want to get from you what are the tips and the tricks of when the tile job is done that I've just paid for. What can I look at as a quality control to determine, was it really done as well as it should have been done? Is this really a great job? And then the question I'm asked all the time is, Rosie, do I seal the grout? And then I have homeowners aggravated at me that they didn't give me a sealed price. Well, a lot of tile contractors don't give you a sealed price. So we're going to cover all of that here with Ralph Williamson from the Ceramic Tile and Stone Association here at Rosie on House all during this 10 o'clock hour. If you've got a question about ceramic tile or stone, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Now, if you're out and about today,
or you're looking for something to get out and about to do,
we talked about getting up to Oak Creek.
Oh, man.
You know, Dr. Sky's up there right now, the village of Oak Creek. You know, it's the gateway of Sedona. It's happening today. It's the Oak Creek Factory Outlet Mall. It's today and tomorrow, 9 to 5.
Go. Arts and craft show.
Arts and craft show. Get up there and find Chuck.
Chuck in a truck.
Chuck in a truck from Pella. He has got a special golden discount off your total Pella window and door project for you if you make an appointment today or this weekend at the Oak Creek Arts Festival.
All of our Sedona listeners, if you've been thinking about replacing windows, a perfect time to go take advantage of that golden discount.
Yes. So listen, y'all, go meet Chuck from Pella. Look for the big Pella tent. Don't make a decision on your windows until you've received a quote from Pella.